Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
What up, folks? Welcome in. It is Hardwood Handicappers here on Valentine's Day.
Yes!
The day of love. And we love the NBA, and that's why we're here. Kelly Bidlin, you hear him. He is here with me. So no solo bloviating like yesterday. Kelly, do you have a loved one? Do you do anything on Valentine's Day? What's a day like? What's a day of love like for Kelly Bidlin?
I think I'm just going to be loving the NBA tonight is what I think I'm going to be doing.
Yeah,
I will be too. Bed at like 8 p.m. probably.
So I think the underrated part about Valentine's Day for somebody like myself, who is married, right, has two kids, Valentine's Day is more important for people who are dating, I think.
Oh, yes.
Right, not people. Like, I came home yesterday.
Yeah, you got two damn kids to worry about now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, like, I came home yesterday, bought my wife some roses, right, in a nice little vase and a card. But, like, that's it. You know, we don't have to do anything crazy. Because we show each other that we love each other every day. but nothing nutty. Like, and actually, my Valentine's Day gift tonight is my wife is going to watch Warriors Clippers with me. She said, I'll probably fall asleep during the game, but I'll sit and watch it with you. And I was like, all right, cool.
Wow, there you go. Yeah, well, hey, that's a gesture, at least. That's a gesture.
It is.
Regardless of what situations are, though, I'm always a believer in the, like, just go out another night. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
It is, like... this year it's a freaking random Wednesday. Like you're gonna force yourself to like create some plans for a random Wednesday night when you know everybody's in the middle of their work lives and whatever you're dealing with in life. Like, just figure out something cool on like a weekend that actually works in the future.
Well, because in the past. And everything today is marked up, and there's specials. I'm doing air quotes for our podcast audience. There's no other audience, and that is not as, you know, they're not cheap. Like, everything is expensive. Mm. So it's a good day to just, you know, chill. But if you're in a new relationship, if you're listening to this.
Better pony up.
Hope you got it right, baby. I hope you got it right. All right. So speaking of new relationships, I am in a new relationship. I'm not divorcing my wife. But I'm in a new relationship. He's about 7'1", and I think like 98 pounds soaking wet. I am now in a relationship with Chet Holmgren, who I did bet to win Rookie of the Year. Yesterday at 5-1, Kelly, I was by myself.
Holdout.
Yep. So I was by myself yesterday. Talked about this on the podcast. Obviously, put the money where the mouth is. I did add Chet Holmgren at 5-1 to win Rookie of the Year. Odds that were better before the season began. So I think I like my position. I think the gap between him and Wembanyama is not that large. Where do you stand before we get to the card? I wanted to pick your brain on this.
Yeah.
Where do you stand with where Wembanyama is now in terms of odds, the gap between him and Holmgren and me adding Holmgren to my futures portfolio for a week?
Yeah, I think it's tough. I heard you talking about it yesterday. I mean, I added him, 3 weeks ago at this point? Wasn't even that long. It was when the favorite switch happened. I waited a couple days. I grabbed Chet at, I think, 2-1 or something like that. So obviously you got a better number than me. I think are we live still? We're definitely still live. I agree with you completely there. The basic counting stats are going to go Wemby's way. There's going to be this, you know, narrative that likely goes Wemby's way. But I think very much like the MVP. And yes, it has not mattered in this race nearly as much. But I do think if the Thunder finish, you know, if we're talking about them at number one in the West, with Chet being as massive of a contributor as he's been to this team all season long, like, I don't think, like, that cannot be just erased out of our minds when we're talking about this award, no matter how much we want to trip over ourselves to get it to Wemby. So, look, I think betting it right now is interesting because there's also, what have we talked about all year with Wembanyama? They were going to bring him along slowly because there's no reason to rush. What is he, 19, 20? Are we 20 yet? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever the hell, you know, whatever age he is, there's no reason to rush this when you don't have the other pieces around him to actually go win anything. So what did they do at the beginning of the season? They played him low-level minutes, like much like he was seeing in Europe before. And now, I mean, really, the odds flipped when we heard from Pop that he was going to get increased minutes. But the one thing we've said all year is, okay, if this guy tweaks an ankle, if this guy, and I'm not rooting for this, of course none of us are rooting for this, but if this guy pulls up with a tight hammy one day in practice, there's no question about like, hey, so how are you feeling about for the game tomorrow? It's no, you're sitting down and we'll reassess things in a week from now because there's no reason to go get your brand new Ferrari, you know, ruined in year one when you're going absolutely nowhere. So I think that's still a big factor, right? Whereas compare where Chet's at. Anybody who wants to tell me the same thing about Chet, I'll push back on. I don't think that's the same case with Chet because you are in a true race for the one seed in the Western Conference. So Chet Holmgren will be utilized and played as much as he is comfortable playing with and the team is comfortable playing with him and playing in crucial moments of big-time games. So I think it becomes an interesting case study of what this award's going to be this year. I do think we're headed in that direction. I love the idea of having plus money on either one of those guys just because I do think it could be that tight. I think for people out there betting right now, it would be like it keeps drifting. I understand why you got in on it yesterday, right? Like, but it does keep drifting. It's drifted even more to, you know, a little bit more this morning. I would want to get in at some point. It's just, I don't know that I'd be rushing to do it right now and maybe even wait through the All-Star break when there's some more casual people just getting involved, back involved in the NBA. They see what Wembanyama's doing. Are they going to be rushing to lay minus, you know, 500, 600? Probably not, but I don't know that I see this going Chet's way anytime soon is my problem, the money, right? So I think you could wait a little while, still get as good a number as you got, if not a little bit better here over the next week or two.
Yeah, it's interesting too. Bring up
the
minutes.
Longest answer ever for that question.
No, it's all right. Hey, and it's in terms of minutes too. By the way, to your point, what I think is going to be interesting is the dynamic of minutes played. He doesn't have a big edge, but Holmgren is not only contributing to a team in terms of playing winning basketball and maybe winning the one seed in the West. He's also averaging over 30 minutes a game. Wembanyama is averaging 28, and he's played more than 30 minutes. Just let's see. Twice since December 17th, if I'm looking at this correctly, right? So, like, that's also something I think that will play a pretty large factor here. So,
and number of games played too. There's right? Isn't there Chet's got at least a few more logged in.
Let's see. I'll have to double check on that one. So I know that Wembanyama right now is at 48 games played, and Holmgren is at 54. Yep. So there's about a 6-game edge there so far. For Chet Holmgren right now. So durability, more minutes, more contributions to a winning team, all of those sort of things. And I'll say this too, really quickly, and I will always bring this up because it's one of the better future hits that I've had in my time in covering the league for VSIN, and it's always a very good lesson for anybody out there. The year that Julius Randle won Most Improved, Kelly, when I bet him, Jeremy Grant was minus 550 to win the award,
yep.
Right? These markets don't really mean that much. They're a reflection of liability a lot of the times. So don't think awards markets are predictive. We see it all the time. When James Harden beat out Giannis that year, where James Harden beat out Giannis. Giannis was about minus $4 at one point to win MVP. So these are not predictive. Just keep that in mind when you see these odd shifts. And it is worth it at times to kind of try to get in there and buy low on guys to come and win some of these awards. And I think that this is the time to do it. So like you said, we saw it drift out a little bit more, but I saw 5-1 yesterday at a certain book that maybe or maybe not just paid me out on my Super Bowl future this morning. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that. So
you just got paid out this morning?
Yeah. How about that, huh?
That's unbelievable. I
actually had to reach out. It's a quick side story. I had to reach out and ask. And they go, essentially I got the, we're sorry for that. We will pay you in the next 24 hours. That's unbelievable.
Welcome to betting in Nevada, folks. The other thing, I did bring up games played because I think that it's kind of funny because I think that should matter. But this is not one of the awards, right? Where it's a requirement of. So I mean, keep that in mind, but I do think that is something that should matter. Like because you're bringing, you've clearly brought Wemby along slowly. Like, and Chet's been like a go from the jump, and he, again playing on a team that is competing. To me, the games played should actually matter.
When you're splitting hairs, this is what you do. Right. When you have two things, yes. You have to go down the list of things. And while in the grand scheme of things, it might not matter if you have like a large gap, when you're talking about two guys that are very close to one another, things like that will matter, I think, eventually to some voters. So,
yeah, I'm sure you hit on it yesterday, too. And I know we got games to get to. But I'll tell you, I think I'm going even deeper into the tank. I think SGA MVP. those bond temps results yesterday on this draw poll, I didn't love them for my Giannis positions, but I kind of like it for my SGA positions. And I think we're going to see some changes in votes over the next, what do we have? 2 months left? A month and a half left.
That was my takeaway, was there's upward mobility. You know, my guy, right, that I'm going to keep stumping for because it's a good payout, but also I think he deserves it. Kawhi Leonard went from unranked to fifth, right? Like he surpassed Jason Tatum. You know, like that's a pretty big leap. And so for anybody who thinks, Kawhi's fifth, he has no shot, I would say that draw poll made me feel a lot better. I even said it on the pod yesterday. If Kawhi came in at like ninth, I feel like I'd be dead. But the fact that he leaped all the way to fifth and he got, you know, some second place votes and whatnot, like that shows you that any of these votes could change in the last stretch. And I thought Femi, and I gave him credit for this, I thought he put it well. I do think that there's a smattering of voters who saw Embiid get ruled out and go, well, let's just vote for Jokic.
I totally think so.
Because I have time for this to correct itself here over the course of whatever.
And look, no, I mean, Tim Bontemps, we love when he does these straw polls. It gives us an idea. It often does. I mean, it does affect the betting markets. We like it. It's something to talk about. But yes, like I was thinking about that too yesterday. How many people are like, all right, Tim's texting me, Tim's emailing me about this. Let me just give him an easy answer now of Jokic, and like when my votes actually do, I can think about this a little harder, right? Like, hey, I think there's a lot of that going on. So I do, I think if you are, someone holding a, a Kawhi ticket, even, Luka ticket, which I keep trying to calm people down about Luka. I just don't think that. They got to win, man. They got to win. Like, his stats are incredible, but, like, they have to win some games, for him to be really seriously considered. I think that's one thing you couldn't take away from that straw poll yesterday, is that Luka has no shot if this team does not get into that top six range. I really think that, to your point, I think if you're a Kawhi backer, it worked his way into that conversation, clearly. Clearly, there are people and people that vote on this award that have changed their opinion about whether he should be in this conversation or not. I don't really think Tatum has a chance. Honestly, I think we're probably down to about five guys that even have a chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
That even have a chance. And I think that includes Kawhi and Luka, who I think are a little bit more on the outside looking in. Even them, I think, still need some help.
I'd throw Giannis in there, too. I think he's on the outside looking in. Yeah, okay. But either
way. I mean, look, I wouldn't, but I think after what we saw from the straw poll yesterday, I think it would be fair for anybody to say that. I can't argue that.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We got a large card to get to, and I've got a bet right at the top. So let's see what Kelly thinks about this matchup between Atlanta and Charlotte.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Charlotte is playing host to the Atlanta Hawks, Kelly. Last game before the All-Star break for these two teams. Saw this open up 7.5 in some spots. We're down to 6.5. The total down from 241.5 to 238.5. Injuries galore here for the Atlanta Hawks. Clint Capella, not going to play. Onyeka Okongwu, not going to play. AJ Griffin back into the rotation. It's fine, not going to play. But really, the front court has been decimated here with injury for this team. And hey, look, you see that. What's up?
I'm glad you just brought up the AJ Griffin thing. I was sitting here looking at the injury report and I'm like, has AJ Griffin been playing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they like him or not. I don't know what he's done, but you know.
Wesley Matthews included too. Right. I don't remember the last time I turned on a Hawks game. I'm like, hey, Wesley Matthews.
But the point is the front court pretty thin, right? Clint Capella and Onyeka Okongwu aren't gonna play. And I know it's only two games, but the makeup of the new look Charlotte Hornets isn't terrible. I mean, you know, you look at what they are bringing to the table here, and I kind of like the additions, right, of Seth Curry and Grant Williams. They give you more shooters. You have two really solid wings in Miles Bridges and Brandon Miller. Miller's clearly improving. 21.3 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 49% shooting from the floor over the last month. So he's been playing better. We know what Miles Bridges is. He's going to get shots up and score with a high-volume approach. And with the losses of both Capella and Okongwu, I think to ask a lesser defensive team without two of their rim protectors to go out there and win by margin on the road in the last game before the All-Star break, I'll take my chances with the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Okay. So I took 7 with the Charlotte Hornets. Like I said, it's down to 6.5. I think that they're going to be pretty alive here to stay inside of this number before we head off into the sunset for the All-Star break. But yeah, I took the underdog here today.
I guess I was hoping you were going another way with that, and you were going to say the over, because I think you could have talked me in on
sure.
that. I think that would be a pretty strong lean for me.
Surprisingly, we've seen movement to the under, which is, I mean, I think without Okongwu and
dude, there's been some wild movement
with Capella. You know what I mean? We've also seen like Trae Young, his point total prop has dipped a little bit too. I think there's been some play on that. So clearly, the market is with me and thinking a negative day for Atlanta.
Yeah. Both these defenses are terrible. You talked about. With no rim protection for Atlanta, really, that they're going to have in the game. Like, I mean, they've been one of the worst defensive teams anyways. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can get some points out of, you know, if Bridges can put together a good game, get some points out of Charlotte here. Like, if you're covering tonight, I think this goes over, too. Like, sure. So that would be my lean in this game tonight.
Yeah, and I would say, too, without those two guys out there, now all of a sudden Charlotte's kind of lack of size at times.
Yeah.
Well, now you're kind of on even footing, right? Because now you can't kill them on the glass without your two guys. And all of a sudden, you look at Charlotte, too, and this is what I mean, like their new look kind of here. Like Trey Mann's kind of a big combo guard to have a point guard. He's 6'5", right, or 6'4". So, like, you kind of got a big guy at the point of attack. You've got Brandon Miller and Miles Bridges, who you can switch pretty much everything that you want to go to. Nick Richards all of a sudden has some size to him. Right. And you can play him out there and have an advantage potentially here against Atlanta because he's sitting there at 6'11 and, you know, a pretty good sized kid going up against, I don't know, Bruno Fernando. Right. Like this is going to be a pretty small team for Atlanta. So I think there's some advantages that go in Charlotte's favor. So Charlotte plus 7, easy one there to grab up. And I still think it's playable through 6.
Mainly 6.5 right now. I think if you're, you know, whenever you listen to this, you know, we're recording, it's 2:05 Eastern time, 11:05 Pacific. Like this is, I'd probably wait. I still think as bad as Atlanta's been ATS, I still think they probably take money before people, you know, people coming in late, look at Charlotte to get on Charlotte. So this might tick up to 7. It's a little bit of a key number in the NBA. I think I would just be sitting and waiting right now. wait for this to bounce back. I bet, I almost guarantee you at least one shop's going to go back to seven.
All right, next up, New York Knicks, Orlando Magic. OG Anunoby, not going to play. Obviously, we know that. Bojan Bogdanović, Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein, all questionable. And then, of course, the usual suspects, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, aren't going to play. For Orlando, second leg of a back-to-back. Tough one yesterday. Built up a pretty solid lead in the first quarter against Oklahoma City. But, dude, I think Jalen Suggs is going to have nightmares about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That dude was cooking him. That was crazy. He put him on his ass like three or four times in that game. It was incredible to watch. And even as somebody who had Orlando money line, I admired it. I loved watching that yesterday. But that is neither here nor there. But I will say this. No Markelle Fultz, no Gary Harris, Kelly, for a team that really lacks good guard play. I think those are some pretty sneaky losses here for Orlando, who's a 3.5-point favorite with a total of about 211.5.
Yeah, not. I mean, with the injury report we just read off, I don't think there's anything you can do with this right now. I'd probably be looking towards this Knicks side in this game. This Magic team, I'm kind of, I am personally though kind of staying away from right now just because it's, I felt like I had a good read on them early. I felt like when Franz got hurt and left that it was okay. This is a bet against team, or you got to stay away from betting on them right now. Now that he's back, I feel like I'm recalibrating where I have this team exactly, because they've been playing better. I think they've looked pretty good at times here. I don't really know where I have them. It's a team I really need to be more mindful of as we come out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, they were running hot for a little bit there. 7-1 ATS in the 8 games leading up to last night. We're playing pretty good basketball and then got snuffed out. All right, easy to move on, huh? Miami Heat on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. We saw this open up 4 in favor of Philly. We're down to 3. 3.5 is plenty of them out there, too, if you want to still grab it. Total from 224.5 up to like 225, so not too much move on the total here. Injury report, this is important. Miami's been going through it. Jimmy Butler, I don't think it's a surprise, dealing with personal issues with the All-Star break coming up. Easy to give him the day off. Again, Josh Richardson still out, obviously. Terry Rozier, obviously out, too. Duncan Robinson will play. And for Philadelphia, still no Tobias Harris. Kyle Lowry, obviously not ready yet. And then the other news that we know, right? Nick Batum out, Robert Covington out, Joel Embiid out, DeAnthony Melton out. So do you trust Philadelphia here? And do you trust Miami, second leg of a back-to-back after an awesome showing last night against Milwaukee?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this is always the time of year where you should put the warning that this is you got funky games tonight. You've had funky games all week. My betting in the past week hasn't exactly been spectacular. This is a game I'm staying away from because I think you're trying to read motivational factors here and stuff that I don't like. Philly needs a win. It feels like a morale boost a little bit, but man, it feels like they're just limping into the All-Star break. And look, Miami, like you said, really impressive last night. Did they go out on the road and it was, hey, we're going to go into Milwaukee and Philly, pick up two massive wins and then go into the All-Star break. That feels like a very Miami Heat thing to do, but it is still the back end of a back-to-back. And I have a lot of questions on who's scoring the basketball consistently here besides Tyler Hero. I got burned on a live bet on the Bucks last night, 'cause that was kind of my angle on that last night. Like, who the hell is scoring for this Heat team? Yep. Throw Zier and Jimmy Butler out. Obviously it was no problem for them last night. Can they carry that shooting over? We'll see. This is a game that I got no interest in betting aside or total here, frankly. I mean, like, if anything, we're probably looking at the under.
Yeah. The thing about today's card too, and this next one will really show us. There's a lot of questionable.
There's a lot of questionables blow by. Yep.
For example, Indiana at Toronto. Indiana injury report today. Tyrese Halliburton's questionable. Benedict Mathurin is questionable. Miles Turner is questionable. You might get like Jairus Walker to play up from the G League here today, but three key guys all questionable. I have no idea if they're going to play or not.
Tough
no
for
way
us
you
to
can
say really anything intelligent about that.
Right, exactly.
I will say that the Tyrese Halliburton injury tags are starting to get annoying. That's been he's getting the fairly regular questionable for rest sort of things, right? Like that are popping up. That's getting annoying.
Yeah. Like just list him out if he's going to rest. Like the gamesmanship nonsense is ridiculous. They need to do
something about this. I mean, what the Lakers do every single day should not be allowed in 2024 in the NBA. To list LeBron James and AD as questionable every single game, it should not be allowed.
Well, at least today they told us ahead of time LeBron wasn't going to play, which is weird. I talked about that yesterday. Like, I guess we'll skip ahead really quickly because, you know, they're playing the Jazz.
I mean, him and Kawhi, it's got to be situations where it's like, yo, just chill, just stay in LA. Like, just stay. Like, we'll just
invite you. Well, I think Kawhi actually is reportedly very actually hurt. Like, he might not play in the All-Star game. So, like, that's actually something where he's legitimately injured. Yeah, not to say that LeBron's
how
not.
How concerned are you about that?
That's an adductor strain. I don't think I'd be that concerned, you know?
I mean, that's – so someone asked me that today. I was like, that's my reaction as well. But it's Kawhi. So
if it was a lower body injury, I'd be more concerned, you know. But yeah, I think
totally.
Like when you're talking about and actually your adductor, I believe, is a lower body. It's the outside of your like thigh.
I have no freaking clue.
Yeah, I think it's like right around your thigh. It's not like your what's it called? Your I think people think of your abs, but it's like a muscle right outside of your hip, right? But it's a muscle injury. So I think like that's something where you're going to be fine. Now, if it was Kawhi Leonard knee soreness out, not going to play in the All-Star game, that's when I think you really start to worry. But I think with a little small hip issue like this, give him the last game off, go into the All-Star break, give him about a week and a half, 10 days, and then you may be good to go.
Doctors are good. How the hell do they diagnose these things? Like, what the hell? That's a muscle that wraps around like all the way from your back around your hip to like your like down your leg.
Well, I will say, as somebody who like was in shape for a short time in his life, you know, I used to do like workouts that would work your adductor. So that's okay, why I know that.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my extent of my knowledge there. But anyway, no, I bring that up. So we got sidetracked really quickly because we're talking about it. I'm surprised that they had LeBron play against Detroit, but not here against Utah. Like this is a massive game.
Yeah.
you're competing for the last two seeds of the play. And if you give this one to Utah, this could play a difference here for you. Like I'm pretty surprised that they allowed that this is the way they approached it.
I mean, me too, but it's
like who gives a about the Pistons?
No, I hear you. I just think I bet you this is something they had planned a week and a half ago or something with him. It was like, hey, we're gonna play to here. You just stay home and then you know rest up and whatever. All-Star break. Who cares?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, maybe thinking about it at times where they are discounting what the Utah Jazz are.
Right. And, like, and look,
I think it's another situation of the Lakers, like the Lakers acting and feeling like they're better and more important than they actually are.
Well, and I'll say this, and there's a couple things. First off, Jazz and Lakers, and we'll give you the line here too, as we're talking about it. Jazz are now about a 5.5 point favorite.
I'm probably betting them tonight too.
Total's around 240.5. Well, this is interesting. So let's talk about this then, because I actually am kind of the ilk that I want to bet the Lakers here, because I do think we are discounting how much Utah did sell off at the trade deadline, right? Like they did sell off three guys that were part of their rotation. And this is a team that was barely a play-in team as it is. And when you do give up production like that, I think that does hurt you quite a bit. And so I do wonder if we move forward here for Utah and you look at like their recent results and what we believe in them, do we think that maybe, just maybe, I know they grabbed wins over Milwaukee and OKC, but is this team going to start to slip here a little bit? But the rating has kind of stayed the same. So something interesting to watch here. Also, the front end of a back-to-back here for Utah, too. They've got LA today. They wrap up before the All-Star break tomorrow against Golden State.
Yeah, this is I think it's a good point. Like, when we get back from the All-Star break, do I really expect the Utah Jazz to play? Like, I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think that they're just outside the play-in right now, right? Looking in, are they 11? Like, I don't even think they get in the play-in. I think you're right. I think we do see this team regress a little bit from what they've been. But this game specifically tonight, I'm waiting to see if a 5 pops. Kind of the same thinking as the Atlanta-Charlotte game we were talking about. I just think the Lakers will probably show a little Lakers money will show at some point. And I'll be laying the 5 with the Jazz. I think this is just another – this is, what is this? So as far as just rest advantage stuff that I have written down, this would be the second biggest rest advantage edge game that I have written down tonight. So that is something that, there's not, obviously we're getting in the final days before the All-Star break. There's not many of these you can really take advantage of. That is one that my numbers kind of point that way on those. And then, yes, they have not been playing as well recently, but you're just with the LeBron already being ruled out. I'm taking it more as like the Lakers are already done. They're already done and ready for the All-Star break. And to your point, I think it being a front end of a back-to-back maybe even helps things if you're backing Utah tonight, because they like Lakers are ready to go on vacation. Utah's got two freaking huge games here tonight and tomorrow night. So I actually kind of like it. I'll probably be on them small regardless, but I'm waiting to see if this comes back to a five.
Yeah. All right. So with that, we'll get back in rotation order really quickly. Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics, anything here? 12.5 open up to 13 total right now at about like 229, 228.5. Injury report. Looks like Porzingis.
Yeah.
I was going to say, looking at this from the injury report standpoint, hasn't officially been submitted, but you know, I think we know Kristaps Porzingis is going to play, but who knows about everybody else. Horford played well for them yesterday. Would expect maybe a day off before the break, but I had nothing.
Yeah, Horford's out. I just saw a couple of those come down. Horford is out. Jaylen Brown, questionable tag. And then Porzingis looks like he's going to go.
All right, cool. Easy peasy. Scratch it off. I also think you can scratch off Cleveland and Chicago. Really, the big name here is Darius Garland. He is sick and is questionable to play. Don't know if you're going to have him available. Dean Wade, also sick. You never like to see two guys with an illness because there's a chance that it's going through the locker room. So maybe keep that in mind here for Cleveland against Chicago. And also, we do have Alex Caruso, who is questionable to play with his toe injury. So some big names. But for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Garland's worth something. Want to make sure he plays. But with that, I don't think it's worth really looking at.
I'm with it being, you know, just this close to the All-Star break, I'm not going to force anything here. But this the Chicago side, it does. I mean, the Caruso questionable tag, it just kind of put me off of it. But I the Chicago side, I think if he goes is interesting. You did bring up the illness. You never really know what's going on there. But if you, I mean, you're talking Garland out tonight. Just this, the advantage that Cleveland has down low and on the boards is so obvious. But against the Chicago is one of those teams that can actually throw some bigs back at them a bit. So I think 9 points is a lot. I don't think I'll end up on this tonight, but that was my first thought on this game was Chicago.
All right, let's take our break. We wrap up rapid fire with our last few games before we head off into the sunset. And I've got one more bet on the West Coast tonight. Kelly, we can have a team have their win total decided before the All-Star break. How about this? The Memphis Grizzlies with a loss tonight will clinch the under on their win total for the season. They have to go undefeated the rest of the way to get over their win total. Don't think that's going to happen. So they can go down tonight, potentially. Memphis catching 2.5 with a total of 218.5 at home against Houston. Injury report for this game, not a lot of big notable games, or should be names, I should say. Zaire Williams and Derrick Rose, the guys who would play here today for Memphis, that have a questionable tag next to them. And as we know for Houston, Cam Whitmore, Fred Van Vliet, Tari Eason, and I was going to say Steven Adams. I forgot Ron Burgundy there. All out. Reggie Bullock is questionable. I had no interest in betting this. I don't want to watch Houston Memphis other than the fact that I want to see if this team is going to go down today and clinch the decision on their win total.
Yeah, this is two teams. I don't have much interest in watching either one of them right now. I do have a bet in this game, though. I did play. I played the under last night. I played under 217 last night when it opened. There's been a lot of wild movement in games today. Like, I think that's another, like, someone just waving a flag at everybody out there and being like, be careful betting these games today. Like, there's been wild move between where some of these games opened last night, moved last night, and then moved back this morning. It's been a little wild like that. So I bet under 217. I woke up and saw 220.5 on the board. And now it's back down to like 218.5, 218, mainly for this game. But okay, so let's break it down real quick. We've seen out of Memphis recently, you're talking 2-9 their last 11 games. Okay, worst offense in the league over that time. Middle of the road defense, though? Like, the defense has been scrappy out there.
They've been good for a long time now. I think they're 11th right now overall in the season.
Okay, well, there you go. I did look at some of the midseason data wasn't as strong on them, so they've been playing a little bit better here recently. And then, you know, Houston, it's just all these injuries. They're still a top 10 defensive team. And all these injuries that are racking up are kind of all offensive guys I'm concerned about, right? Like Fred Van Vliet leaving. Okay, it's like consistent scoring that's going out of the lineup. Even Cam Whitmore not playing, right? Like, that is someone who can score for this team. So I played the under here tonight. I played at 217. Obviously, I like it at 218.5.
Yeah, Memphis 12th on the season in non-garbage time defensive efficiency, 3rd in defensive turnover rate. So that's how they're at least being scrappy. They're forcing turnovers, playing good defense, and that's about it. All right, I'll ask you quickly. Washington, New Orleans, Dallas, San Antonio, a couple of double-digit spreads. And actually, we got a trio of them coming up. We'll throw in Detroit, Phoenix here. New Orleans is a 13-point favorite. Your total right now is 234. The name here to watch is Kyle Kuzma. He is questionable to play for the Washington Wizards. For the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson is questionable too. So I think that's easy to kind of scratch off, move on, until you know either of those guys are going to play. San Antonio, yeah, Dallas.
Once you know that, I will say I considered a first half play on New Orleans, but I got to wait and see what the injury stuff's like. New Orleans has just been a first half ATS train this season. But that is like, I don't know if I want to go lay in 7 points either, which I think it's probably at right now.
Yep. Next up, Dallas, San Antonio. Dallas is down to an 11-point favorite with the total right now sitting at about 242.5. No real questionables for San Antonio, but for Dallas, worth noting that Kyrie and Luka are both probable, so they can be ruled out at any moment, but I think they're going to play. Maxi Kleba and Derek Lively questionable, but I think Derek Lively on the right side of questionable, as he has missed some time with a nasal fracture, would assume that he is going to play, but that's just me because he has been missing some time. But we'll see if that's going to be the case. Anything here for San Antonio and Dallas? You sounded surprised.
I didn't know that Lively had been it had been upgraded to questionable, so he's actually getting back into the room. But that's one. Why the hell would you play him? Like, why would you, like? I know it's a nose, so it's not like something you're really worried about, like long term. But still, like, you're about to enter like this nice All Star break. Like, why are you forcing him to play?
I guess maybe give him some run before. You know what I mean? Give him a little bit of time or whatever, and then that's it. Maybe play him 20 minutes and don't do anything else. And then Detroit-Phoenix, second leg of a back-to-back for both teams. Detroit failed to cover last night in L.A. Phoenix in an awesome game against Sacramento came back, won that one. Phoenix right now land 13, hasn't really moved much off of that one. Total 237.5. No official injury reports for either team. Should also note, Suns lost Bradley Beal to a hamstring injury yesterday. He's not going to play. I don't need anybody to report that for me. He's going to be out here. And we want to know exactly what's going to happen, but easy to scratch this off with the unknown nature of what these two rosters look like. Yeah.
Yep. I got nothing. Easy scratch off. Yep.
All right. Cool. And that's why, folks, like some of these, this kind of stinks. Like today is an awesome schedule, but there are a lot of injury questions. You know, for example, next up, Sacramento at Denver. Sacramento, as I mentioned, second leg of a back to back, just lost to Phoenix last night. Haven't been playing particularly great basketball. We don't know what their official injury report is. And for the Denver Nuggets side, both Jamal Murray and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope are questionable to play for Denver. If those two don't play, those are line-altering absences, potentially. Yeah. We're sitting at open six. We're down to 5, 5.5 in multiple spots. The total is sitting at 229.5. We're going to sound repetitive ad nauseum, but until you find out what's going to happen, this is something that you have to consider and just keep an eye on for injuries.
Yeah, if you would have told me, if you would have asked me 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I would have told you. I could tell you 99% certainty I would be betting the Denver Nuggets tonight.
Been playing well, which is kind of interesting.
No, I know, but just with Sacramento, this schedule they've had to fight through here. I think this is the perfect spot to go against them tonight. But KCP, no KCP, no Jamal Murray. I can't consider laying 6+ points right now.
I would agree. And the last one of the day, a bet that I have. Do I have to play the sound, Kelly?
No, because I'm going to buy off my position. So,
all right, here we go. Los Angeles Clippers on the road against Golden State Warriors. How about this? Some spots opened LA -3 before the Kawhi Leonard announcement that he was not going to play today. We have swung back to 3 in the other direction. And Kelly, I got to tell you, I think Kawhi Leonard is very valuable. I think he might be the most valuable player in the NBA. I still think this is a pretty damn good Clippers team. And to make us to have a 6-point swing toward Golden State, as well as they've been playing, they have been great. Yeah. Right, 8-4 straight up, 9-3 against the spread in the last 12. I mentioned to you when we were last on, been falling in love with this team. If you really dissect who they've played, though, haven't played many good defenses since Draymond Green's return. And in fact, one of the best statistical defenses they faced, Philly twice, Joel Embiid. We know what's going on with him. So I think this is a pretty good step up. I think that the Clippers ran into a Minnesota Timberwolves team that, now that I've watched 2 games, I am a little nervous for the Clippers if they run into Minnesota in the postseason. That size really bothered them. But this is a much smaller team. You can get versatile. You can switch a bunch. You can do whatever you want. You're still a good offensive team without Kawhi Leonard out there. You'll match their pace, too. I thought this was pretty extreme in terms of the move here. I thought this would be probably about like 1, 1.5 in favor of Golden State. So I grabbed 3 with the Kawhi-less Clippers.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think this is one of those situations where not all 6-point swings are created equal, right? You're around the 0, right? So it's 3, you know, kind of 3 either side. I don't think that's as big if you go from a 2.5 to an 8.5 sort of situation. if it was like that. But I understand where you're coming from. I understand. I did grab a Warriors ticket, but that was because I was sitting right here when I saw the Kawhi Leonard news come down yesterday, and I grabbed a +2.5 on Golden State. But I frankly, we didn't even talk about it on this episode. But the whole Lakers or the whole LeBron Warriors thing this morning, right. Like, man, I think I'm buying off this position tonight a little bit because I kind of like I like the Clipper side a little bit better anyways. I was just more of a numbers grab last night. But man, like this is, and maybe this is a good way to end the episode, but like, you don't think that some of that reporting is in the heads of these Warriors players today? Like this is, sure. Okay, cool. There was legit reports of a conversation with a trade for LeBron James out there for the Golden State Warriors that, okay, in the story that I read from Woj and Ramona Shelburne, Draymond Green had to sign off on, apparently, or whatever, was consulted on it. Obviously, Steph Curry wasn't getting moved. So you can kind of narrow down, like, contract-wise, who was going to be moved there. Like, it's Clay or Chris Paul. You got to get the money together there from one of those guys. And then I'm sure the Lakers would have been demanding a Kuminga or Pajemski, or if not both, situation, right? Like, so it's like for two, I think it is such terrible timing for a story like this to come out for the Golden State Warriors, who are finally playing together better. These younger guys are playing together better. Like, how does a story like this get into the head of a Jonathan Kuminga what the hell's the kid's name?
Brandon Pajemski?
Pajemski. Jeez, I just said it three times and I forgot about it. Does it stick in their heads at all? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man, but there's too many mind games going on around an all-star break. I got no interest in trying to figure out. So I'm going to buy off my position here, open up a little four-point window.
All right. Window. There we go. I like it. So with that,
best bet recap.
I've got the Charlotte Hornets +7 and the Los Angeles Clippers +3. Easy day.
Yeah, Rockets Grizzlies under for me, probably a Jazz ad later.
There we go. All right, we'll make it short and sweet. And Kelly's got to get out of here. So please, as always, we sign off with the same message. Like, rate, review, subscribe, and enjoy Valentine's Day. Get it right there, folks. Come on.
Yeah.
Show the person you love them. And we will talk to you tomorrow because we love you here on Hardwood Handicappers.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic, that's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.